I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 992. Be perfect, because you're not perfect. I think we overuse the word perfect, don't you? You hear people saying it all the time, and what they usually mean by perfect is that'll work. So we might say, yes, we can meet at 2, that's perfect. Or hamburgers for lunch, perfect. Or you'll pick up milk at the store, perfect. That's perfect? Really? To quote Princess Bride, you keep using that word. I do not think it means what you think it means. You know, if we use words too carelessly, then they come to mean nothing at all. This podcast is called The Two Greatest, after the two greatest commandments, which Jesus said are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and then to let that very same love that we've already experienced through Jesus to not be hoarded or kept to ourselves, but instead to be shared by the way we live our lives. In Philippians chapter 3, Paul uses the word perfect in two ways. In verse 12, he says, not that I've already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on, and so forth. In verse 15, he says, let those who are mature or perfect think this way. All right, one way to be loving is to embrace both of those usages of perfect. The first is the please be patient, God's not finished with me theology. In other words, we're all works in progress. Nobody has arrived. We're not perfect. And yet there's that other perfect verse. And the idea there is more maturity. We are growing. We're not static. Thanks be to God. In other words, we're not what we're going to be yet, but we're not what we used to be either. So give yourself some grace. But then be quick to give that same grace, that same room for growth to your family, your spouse, your children, your coworkers, your brothers and sisters at church, your friends. So be perfect. That is, be mature in Christ, while at the same time knowing that you're not perfect. You're not fully like Christ yet. Here's the great question. What part of your life would you like God to mature in you right now? There's probably something you're thinking of. There's probably an area in your life that at least you are aware that's not where it ought to be. Could you take some time today and talk with God about that part of your life? Let's pray. Maranatha Music, many years ago, had a chorus that simply said, in my life, Lord, be glorified, be glorified. In my life, Lord, be glorified today. That was it. Now, the beauty of that simple prayer was that you could add your own verses. You could put in there, right now, today, whatever you need most. So you could say, in my speech, Lord, be glorified. In my attitude, Lord, be glorified. In my computer viewing or my TV watching, be glorified. When I'm at work, Lord, be glorified. When I'm with my friends, Lord, be glorified. When I'm around people that I don't like, Lord, be glorified. And you can add your own verses and you could sing that simple tune to Jesus. In my life, Lord, be glorified today. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 993. And in the meantime, John Kerson wrote, the sin we've committed in the past will condemn us to the place of paralysis. And all the good stuff we've done by his grace will puff us up to the place of pride. Thus, our only option is to do what Paul did. Forget the past. We must be those who say, I'm not going to dwell on that. I'm not going to be tripped up by that. I'm not going to glory in that. I'm not going to be confused by that. All of that is behind me. I'm moving on to maturity. I would put it this way. Some of us strive to be perfect, but we're never going to be, so we beat ourselves up anyway. Some of us think we're perfect when we're not, and we see lots of dust specks in everybody else's eyes and we ignore our own logs. And some of us compare our perfection to others' imperfections and then we grade ourselves generously on the curve, We see, but we minimize. God wants us to accept His righteousness as ours in Jesus. Stop pretending, stop performing, and start being perfect, that is, mature. Because after all, we're not perfect. Get my drift?